Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz, and we're joined by Mr. Tony Pencer, the head of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. And we're going to be talking about a concept that Tony and some other officials are looking at that they believe will help bring more business development to downtown Moorhead. It's called Tax Incremental Financing, or TIF, and there are TIF districts in other places around the country. And, Tony, I guess if you would, maybe try to explain the concept for people so they understand exactly what you mean.
Right. Well, Moorhead's a small town, and we are the smallest town in the Commonwealth to ever attempt this. Okay, so we're moving that forward. What TIF, the reason we're doing it is we don't have the ability or capacity as a small town to offer major incentives to developers to do catalyst projects. Properties are pretty expensive here in town, so there has to be some sort of an incentive for a developer to come in and develop a piece of properties, for example, a hotel or a parking garage. And in our case, those would probably have to go together. So what we started looking at, once we found that we can't do property tax abatement, we can't really do that kind of stuff that you normally would do in a great big city, we looked at tax increment financing, and the Commonwealth of Kentucky allows this. This is not a new concept. So we have invested money through help with the city, the county, Moorhead Tourism, the St. Clair Regional, and various other businesses in town have put up the funds for us to do these studies. We've done the TIF analysis and also a hotel analysis. But what TIF does is it allows us to get a return on our tax money that's spent once you have a new deal going. And so let's say we pass a TIF district, and in our case, that's the downtown area, the traditional downtown commercial district that runs from 32 up to about Lee Avenue. That's our downtown traditional commercial district. So we have that in place, and what you have is everybody that's doing business now will continue to do business as always. There's no tax increase on anybody. There's nothing like that. So we've set a baseline, and you do that with what's existing. And once you have that, we establish the TIF district, and in order to enact the TIF district, you have to have a minimum of $20 million investment. So, you know, you're talking about a large catalyst project at that point. Once that $20 million is invested, we go back to the local agreements of what the city and the county have agreed to do, and that would be with them occupational taxes. And with the state, that would be sales taxes. And you make application for your project to be approved, and if that's approved and we're able to fly with that, then about 80%, up to 80% of your tax revenue can be returned to the district to pay for that project. And in our case, estimated right now, with over a 20-year period, that's what we're talking about, is the 20-year period into the future, we would have about $9 million returned through occupational taxes, about 80% of those new occupational taxes, and about $29 million or so in sales taxes that could be returned. So we're talking about being able to get back about $36 to $38 million in tax revenue that this project would create. And that would pay for bonds, et cetera, the type of things that would create the development.
It would help, I guess, the developer with, say, infrastructure needs and other things that he might might have in terms of building a project, say, in downtown Moorhead.
They can recoup their money that goes into for the public good.
All right. This is something that has been done elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Has it been generally successful? I know for some places it's a bit controversial.
Right.
But has it been successful? And maybe talk about a couple of those places off the top of your head that you're aware of.
Well, the firm that we're working with, done the Yum Center in Louisville, that was a signature TIF. That's not what we're talking about. You know, you do a signature project like the Yum Center, and that was a TIF district. Bowling Green, Kentucky, they've got a TIF district. And that's one they're working on. It hasn't been. They've had some hiccups down there, and Commonwealth Economics is working with them. They're straightening that out. The big thing is to get this right to begin with.
I was going to say, have you learned from the mistakes of others?
Sure, you want to make sure that you've got your TIF district drawn properly, and things that are included that need to be included, and things that are excluded that don't need to be included. Just for example, if you've got a piece of property that is fairly new and is not going to be changing over the next 6 or 8 years, you exclude that property from it because you're not going to be doing anything there anyway. So we are hoping to generate, you know, that type of funding over a 20-year period with this project and with the TIF district. And the peripheral outside the footprint, in addition to the footprint, generates about $68 million over a 28-year period, of which about 80% of that could be, you know, returned. Not of the 68, but the $48 million that's generated, we could possibly get 80% of that back. But outside the footprint, the estimation is that it would generate about $68 million.
And we've got a few minutes left here, and I'll ask you this. So what's the next step in getting a TIF district, say, established in downtown Morehead?
Okay, we got the analysis finished. We're in the process right now of doing land description, you know, with through hopefully work with some GIS. This is literally will look like a deed, you know, to describe the district. It has to have a, you know, physical description there in the ordinance. We're drawing up the ordinance that the city and the county would both agree on, and there's a local agreement between the two of them as to what they agree to give, you know, and that would be a percentage of occupational taxes, as well as, and then we go to the state with our project once we have a project to get approval or disapproval and get the return of the state sales taxes. People in general will never see a difference. Things will operate just like they always do.
Again, it's not going to be an increase on anybody who's already there.
No. It's not an increase. It's not a tax increase at all. It's generating new jobs that would not have been here had it not been for the TIF.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this real quick then, because we do have a couple of minutes left. Have you got some people interested in moving into downtown Morehead if a TIF district is put into place?
Yes, we spoke with developers here about, I don't want to get into their deal right now, but we have spoken with developers who are waiting on the results, you know, of our TIF and our hotel analysis to see where we stand as far as, you know, feasibility of building a project like that downtown. Last week we had the folks in from Boston with Pinnacle Advisory Group to do the initial on-site studies, you know, with the hotel analysis. So we're moving that forward to see if we're ready to do that here.
Do they like the idea?
They do. They do. We're the numbers are not out yet. You know, we're probably going to land somewhere around a 60 to 80 room hotel is probably what we can carry downtown in that range. And looking at different flagships that might want to follow that in here.
That type of hotel project in Morehead's downtown, what would it mean to the city? I know it means a lot of jobs, but I mean,
you're talking about a complete game changer. You're talking about a project literally that's going to generate $50 million almost of new tax revenue over a 20-year period. So you're talking about 150 to 180 new jobs, 200 jobs possibly. You've got all the new businesses that pop up around the peripheral of a new project of that nature. And literally revitalizing the downtown area. That's what it's all about, is the jobs, the tax revenue, and, you know, creating a new nucleus, if you will.
I'll ask you, we've got just a few seconds left. You will hold a public hearing. I guess you're planning one regarding the TIF district proposal.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be in the paper.
All right. Tony, as always, thanks.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Appreciate you.
Tony Pence, head of Downtown Morehead Incorporated on Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz, and we'll see you next time.